Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you, and however you're listening to us right now, AM, FM, Satellite, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes. Just want to say thank you for making us the most listened to daily professional wrestling and mixed martial arts program on the planet. And today, the us is me and you, but no Brian, as the boss man is off gallivanting about with his boy Lance Storm. So I'll be sitting in the big boy seat for the next couple of days, and in theory, today, really, over the next couple of days, you could take a lot of time to talk about what's happened over the last couple of days. But in reality, the clock's going to keep ticking, and we are staring down the barrel of Monday Night Raw, so we're going to have to hit it kind of hard to begin the week with everything that took place over the weekend. Sunday night SummerSlam, Sunday morning's New Japan Super J Cup, Saturday night's NXT show, Saturday night's UFC, Friday night's Ring of Honor, Friday and Saturday's Evolve shows. All of these events were newsworthy. I've not seen them all, but if you have seen one or more of them and want to opine about them, we'll certainly welcome to do so. And with Brian being out, producer Dom is kind of holding everything down at the byline, so, you know, we're going to switch phone numbers up on you again. If you want to give a hold of me, you can, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get a hold of me on Twitter as well, at SemperVivi. But before we get to the phone lines, I got some stuff I do want to get off my chest when we get back from the break. There was a ton of stuff that obviously happened, not the least of which happened last night at the SummerSlam show with the way that it ended. Brock Lesnar laying waste to Randy Orton. Because the big question, and the big question I have for you, at least when it comes to that one, is what did you think? Do you believe that it was supposed to happen that way? Was it supposed to happen that way and went too far? Was there a blade involved? I want to know what you think. 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll be taking your calls coming up in segment two. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, everybody, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi in the big boy chair. We're going to be for the next few days. Brian Alvarez is on vacation. And I didn't even know about this vacation until Saturday night. Like, I knew Lance was coming into town, but I had no idea that I was going to be off here on my own on the solo mission for a couple of days. I guess, you know, it's hard out there for the Hulkster and Brother Brutai to be hanging and banging at the beach, I guess. But not that I'm complaining either, because as a man of the people, it's always nice when the fat neck boss gets the boot off your back and goes on and gets somewhere. So got to take advantage of these types of situations, people. Provides one the opportunity to change the narrative of what's been talked about on the show. To commandeer the ship and whip around that big old pirate wheel that Brian's got and to bring something fresh to the proceedings. And at some point, I'm going to do that. But first, I'm going to pull a Brian. About 10 years ago, there was an eccentric guy by the name of Jimmy McMillan who ran for mayor of New York on the rent is too damn high party ticket. And I guess it was through like an equal deal, equal time deal, where he got a chance to appear at a debate where he was able to coin that infamous phrase, the rent is too damn high, in response to why he was running for mayor. Recently, as you know, if you listen to the show, Brian's been on about the length of Monday Night Raw. Deservedly so. The extra hour is only beneficial from a short-term monetary point of view, and it has had to cause distress from WWE's end, if not from both sides. Although I can see USA, sans the people that have been very familiar with the McMahons, like Bonnie Hammer, who's now the chairwoman of NBC Universal, who ran the USA Network forever, I can see them understanding, but the rest of them actually being tone-deaf to why this third hour is death. But the fact is, the show was painfully long, and that's been highlighted more and more with the depleted roster each week it goes by. The show is too damn long. The thing is, they're getting paid for that. USA is giving them millions of dollars, or hundreds of thousands, or gazillions. I have no idea. I'm not getting any of it. Although, as a matter of full disclosure, I do have some Comcast stock. As another matter of full disclosure, I'm also usually a month behind on my cable bill, so I don't know what that does to the dividend. Whatever, though, WWE has a reason for doing the third hour, whether they want to or not, and I bet at this point they probably don't. So with all of the pressure on them to do so much live programming in a row, especially on weeks like this, why do you then make SummerSlam a six-hour show? And yeah, more than the finish of Brock and Randy, and more than Fonzie Shane not being killed after taking the F5, and more than Sasha Banks losing, and more than the match order or the stupid red belt, the length of the show was the thing that really just beat me over the head last night. That was my biggest takeaway, and that sucks, but it was my biggest takeaway. I never want to see another six-hour WWE show ever again. And if I do, it better be WrestleMania, and it better be a Super Bowl-type deal with music and all the other horse crap, and not 13 matches. The fact that there was so much awkward and perplexing stuff that took place on the show didn't help. And the fact that the weekend was so unbelievably packed didn't help either. I'm sure it made it feel longer. But planning to do a six-hour show when the earth is already so saturated is, like, indefensible to me. And I understand that you want to offer pay-per-view providers an extra hour of special event as a tagline to try to sell $50 pay-per-views or whatever it costs now for the traditional method. I understand that. And simultaneously, and if you think about it amazingly, WWE is also, on the flip side of that, using that as a selling point of their $9.99 network. But building more programming around the event on the network is fine, but it absolutely cannot look like what it did last night. SummerSlam is the second biggest event that the company puts on besides WrestleMania. Royal Rumble may be more important as far as the television product goes, but SummerSlam for the last handful of years, both in New York and Los Angeles, have been the real deal. They want to make it a destination event. Awesome. Three-day weekend, two shows, lots of pressing hands and kissing babies and living the dream. Cool. I love that. Forward-looking. At a convention. More of a hospitality aspect. Combine that with what you already have with the charities and the community stuff and the business stuff and try to control as many aspects of all that stuff. Wonderful. Cool and the gang. Great. But, and it's not exactly the same feeling that you get like watching the undercard of a boxing pay-per-view, but to begin watching what's supposed to be the second biggest card on the American wrestling schedule as the camera pans across rows of empty seats isn't good. It's not good for the UFC or boxing either, but I'll always argue about the similarities between like the three sports. Here's one that branches off because in 2016, now more than ever, WWE is selling an entire event. And you seal the deal as much as you can with a big name on top like a Brock Lesnar, but the fact is, it's been a long time since they had a Conor McGregor or a Floyd Mayweather type of needle mover. And even in the days of The Rock and Austin, you still needed like a whole storybook worth of tales to build up to that final chapter. At no point should you have matches when the doors are just opening, you know, as a backdrop, to use them as a backdrop for your talking head panel that's up on stage. You know, wasn't Kalisto and Ryback the visual of that at Mania bad enough? And they did the same thing here, just on a smaller scale with the 12-man tag. Now, as it went on, people were coming in, great, but there was no reason for the match to happen. The Dudleys match was there only to continue the storyline of their breakup. And again, with so much time on Raw to fill, why was it necessary to be here? Why was it 2 hours? And I know Brian's would be pissed at me for saying this, but if you had to have American Alpha on and you had to continue the Dudley story, why not just combine the two? Different brands be damned. Have Steph and Mick meet with Brian and Shane in the back. Things get chippy between them. Mick nominates his friends. Shane picks his new guys and boom. Tell the story of American Alpha getting a win on a team that in theory they'll never meet again and it's a legendary team. And they can go back to the incredibly shallow jobber pool on SmackDown and face them, you know, week after week after week. And I know the Usos will probably be turning dirty and they add to it, but still it's a thin thing. And with the Dudleys, don't waste interaction with, you know, they don't waste interaction with a team on Raw, and they lose to some young bucks that complain to their deal about they keep screwing up. You could have told that story and that story only on that pre-show. Instead of the four-hour pay-per-view that would lead to a crowd that collapsed halfway through it. The other thing they could have did in that hour was had a heater for Cesaro and Sheamus without giving away their first match. Because, I mean, Raw being 180 minutes, you could use 10 to 30 minutes of Cesaro and Sheamus to fill in the void a little bit. You know, this show, God bless, and I don't want to be the king of negativity, but it was a great example of how draining any show can be, especially a long one, when things aren't firing on all cylinders. And after 3 hours of Raw, which, you know, was a must-see thing, from, you know, as they say, 2 hours of must-see live SmackDown last week, 3 hours of total must-see NXT, an hour of the Cruiserweight Classic, and 2 hours of pre-show, then we're supposed to have 4 hours of must-see SummerSlam. It doesn't work. It can't work. You can't do that to people. And there was a lot of misfiring on the show. There was a lot of good stuff, too, but there was a lot of misfiring. Jon Stewart being used on the program one time too many, for sure. You know, that shark's been jumped. Speaking of, when the shark jumping expression came from Happy Days, when the Fonz attempted to jump a shark on water skis. This was a show from the 1970s for all you young bucks out there. I guess it was a successful jump, never saw it, but people said it was the final nail in a declining show. And I'm not going to apply that onto Brock Lesnar and Shane McMahon from last night. Brock's still going to be over no matter what, and people still want to see the F5. But Shane taking the F5 and selling it as, oh, he only had the wind knocked out of him momentarily, as Randy Orton laid there a bloody heap next to him, just that was pretty masturbatory to me. That was very Stephanie to me to do that one. Just lay there and play dead, dude. It's all right. I'll see you and your sister a lot more on TV than Brock. I know, I get it. I know you're all grrr and whatnot. It's good, but you didn't really not have to sell the finishing move with the most feared guy you have. It's enough negativity. Let's get to the positive, because there's a lot of it. Tons of it. Amazing stuff from over the weekend. You heard me. I want to hear from you. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi in the big boy chair today. Brian Alvarez out and about with his boy Lance Storm. I think maybe I know why Brian took these days off, but didn't want to mention it to me or anybody else, really, that he was going to be missing time until the absolute last minute of letting everybody know. I think maybe the pressure's gotten to him for being a dad. You can kind of hear it in the show, too, where he's like a little bit stressed out. It's just like, you know, all of us have had kids, you know, are kind of like laughing at him because he's acting like this is, you know, it's never happened to anybody else before. My baby's the cutest sort of thing, too, you know, which is a really cute baby, though. He is right about that, but, you know. he's complaining about, you know, having to stay awake and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, you got Lance Storm, talented professional, a great worker in many, many ways, always solid stand-up guy, and he's raised two daughters. And I think what Brian is basically trying to do now is basically just trying to tag out. And I think he's dragging Lance down here, is basically a nanny. So I'm wondering exactly where Whitney is right now, because I think this is really a matter of maybe she left town and he really needs the help. He just doesn't want to admit it to everybody. But it's possible. If you're on Twitter, I would definitely hit him off about this and let him know that we're all down with his tricks and we know what he's doing. And he's trying to get Lance to raise his daughters, and he's confused and hiding in a corner and crying somewhere. Maybe. Should probably take it to the phone lines now. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. A lot to talk about from this weekend. And again, I know I ranted and chased all of the kids off the lawn in the first segment, and I didn't want to do that because there was a lot of great positivity and lots of great things to banter about that took place over the weekend. I would assume the biggest one being, for most people, SummerSlam last night. But we'll take it to the phone lines and find out. I have a feeling this guy wants to talk about both Saturday and Sunday, too, at least small parts of each show. Jim in Virginia. Jim, how are you, man?
Let's talk a little bit about both shows. The NXT TakeOver show. I thought Ember Moon was very impressive. Athena as Ember Moon was really good. Her match with Billy Kay, thought was really good. She came in and looked very, you know, exciting and everything. I thought that was good. Far as, you know, Asuka and Bayley go, like everybody said, it was the last match or the go home or leave NXT match with Bayley. Asuka just dominated the whole match and looked like she's unstoppable right now. Maybe Ember Moon, they may work something out with her, but that's the way I saw it. What did you think?
I'm going to be a little bit of a bad guy in that. I know this was Bayley's last night in it. Well, first of all, let me get and talk about Athena. We're Ember Moon first and Billy Kay. First of all, Billy Kay, that velvety outfit looks... it's a very velvety-looking outfit. I don't know what else to say about that. But when it comes to Athena, good. She looked fantastic. They gave her red... contacts. The look is really cool. It's a little over the top. We'll have to see how it continues to play, but I think as far as getting over in NXT, she's going to have no problem with that whatsoever. If nothing else, the finishing move is going to be way over, and I can see people being out of position for that in NXT a little bit too often, but I have a feeling that, you know, when she works with pros, that will never be out of position. As long as she can get over and hit that move is going to be way, way over. And for those that didn't see it, it's kind of like this, she does kind of like a little gainer, a little flip off the ropes into a stunner onto the person that's standing there. So it was a very sweet-looking move. So, I mean, that was one big plus. And then when it came to Asuka and Bayley, here's where I'll be a little bit of a heel. I know it was Bayley's last match in NXT, and I know what she meant to the crowd, and I know you want to give her a little bit of a send-off and all that stuff, and cool. But that was one hug and cry spot too much. And I don't, you know, Asuka didn't have to, like, you know, kind of help her up and then, like, pile drive her onto a table or anything like that. You didn't have to make it that dramatic. But I think after the style of fight that they had, that's something that I think we should probably, let's remember, I know we're in a different time of sports entertainment now, but can we have a little bit of pro wrestling decorum, please? And maybe not lay her out, but Asuka just walks away. You know, she doesn't help her up. Bayley's got to pull her own ass up, and she walks away. Because realistically, without what the story was, Asuka just kept beating her up. And so she helps her up at the end, and I know you can look at this as if this was a real fight and everything, but it's not. It's pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. It just didn't need to be done. It just annoyed me. But I guess on to Sunday and SummerSlam. Do you have any opinions on Sasha Banks?
Well, I just want to make one little comment on the last. I totally agree with you. I think a lot of times after they have a real good heel versus a babyface match and the heel beats the snot out of him. No, I don't think you ought to go hug him up and everything, but I agree with you on that. Far as SummerSlam goes, I guess I'm going to be the odd man out or something or another, but I actually thought it was the right move to put the belt back on Charlotte. Okay. Sasha is very popular. She's very over with the fans, but you got to look at it this way. Look at it this way, Mike. You got Bayley coming in, okay? You could need to have her feuding with somebody right off, and Charlotte would be the big, you know, one for her to start off with, I would say, if you want to go that way and you need that to be a heel. Because as far as you know, Sasha, as far as I know, is going to stay babyface for a while longer. And I just think you may be looking at maybe Charlotte versus Bayley versus Sasha at WrestleMania, or Bayley versus Charlotte, something like that, or some combination of the three right there. I didn't think it was a bad thing for Charlotte to get the belt back. I liked Nikki Bella coming in. She got a big pop in the six-woman match. She wasn't perfect, but she looked pretty good out there doing what she did. And I hope they'll put her on SmackDown because they definitely need her. That, you know. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I want to thank you very much for the call, and I want you to call back tomorrow too, because we got to talk about Filthy Tom Lawler appearing on the podcast as well too. I don't think we've mentioned it on Observer Live, but we definitely need to do that. But we'll have to see what comes out here with Sasha Banks, and I don't know how injured she was. This seemed to be the plan, no matter if she was legitimately hurt in the contest or if she's been legitimately hurt or not. The Charlotte was going to win the belt back. Sasha just recently got married, maybe going on her honeymoon, maybe legitimately hurt, maybe a mix of both. There are some nasty rumors out there as well too that would continue on with some of last week's rumors of wellness suspensions, but that has all just been speculation, and if it is not true, is kind of ugly on Sasha, so we'll leave that alone. There could be lots of different reasons why they went ahead and flipped this belt, and it could have just even been the plan from the very beginning. You don't know. We don't know, and we'll just have to kind of see what happens. But as far as a three-way at WrestleMania next year, between those three, absolutely. Absolutely. I could see that being the direction that they would like to go. It's like Finn and AJ. It's like a lot of different matchups that could take place. I think that, as it would sit on paper right now, would be the smartest thing. One last thing on women's wrestling too, and I just got the paperwork in to Dave Meltzer asking that Alexa Bliss be a early entrant onto the Observer Hall of Fame ballot this year. I know you guys complain about Big Daddy. You people over in the UK talk about Big Daddy all the time. I think you should take that effort to actually get Alexa Bliss into the Hall of Fame. With the way she looked last night, with her hair, looked fantastic. But let's take it back to the phone lines right now. Kenny in Galveston, Tennessee. I always want to say Gatlin, but Gatlinburg or something. But Kenny in Tennessee. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mike. How are you?
Wonderful, man. What's happening?
Hey, I've been on the hold for a while. How much time do we have?
You got a couple minutes. I got a bunch of people on the line, too, so we might as well go ahead and bang it out. What's up?
I'll just make it quick. I haven't seen all of the shows that you mentioned. The only ones I saw was NXT and SummerSlam. And I got to say, I do agree with you. You know, SummerSlam was just 1 hour too long. NXT was really solid as far as the booking and the matches go. Everybody was kind of funny how people complain about, you know, the Shinsuke Nakamura entrance with the violin, but I thought it added a lot of touch. It certainly had that big fight mentality, which I was a little bit disappointed with the Lesnar ending and all, but I don't know. I guess they're just trying to add some more sport into it. But overall, I just thought NXT was better. But I actually got another quick question, sort of an old-school question for you, Mike.
All right.
All right. You're from Delaware, right?
Yes, not native, but I live here now, absolutely.
All right. Is that considered a WWF territory or a Jim Crockett Mid-Atlantic territory?
To my knowledge, it was a WWF tour, because the catch with Delaware is it was always governed under the Pennsylvania Athletic Commissions. They don't have one of their own, so if there was ever an event that would have to run down here, it would run by them. And also, there were no arenas downstate. So really upstate is the only was the only where you could place you could run Wilmington and Newark, and those are considered Philadelphia suburbs. So I don't know how often the NWA ever ran Delaware, if ever at all. They would run the Salisbury Youth and Civic Center, which is south of Delaware in Salisbury, Maryland, which was kind of an open area tied in with Baltimore. It was mostly a WWF area, which the NWA and Crockett went into. But basically, it was kind of open season. But as far as running upstate at the college and in high school gyms, that was always a WWF thing from throughout the 70s and the 80s. So that started to change, obviously, as things change. But that's the way that one worked. Got a full bank of calls. If you want to get in, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Let me know what you thought about NXT, SummerSlam, and everything else from this weekend. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Radio Network.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally friendly solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. That phone number will not get you one of Kevin Gates' two phones. I don't think, at least. We got enough people on the phone lines right now. Which, by the way, before we get to them, too, I just want to shoehorn in here, since they're, you know, talked about SummerSlam mostly. If you haven't seen the NXT show yet for whatever reason, and you've been under a rock and haven't heard about it, watch the show. I can't, as I could tell you about a lot of great Clash of the Champions growing up, this was my kids' Clash of the Champions. It was a fabulous show. It was a fabulous show. And the mechanics or whatever they're called now, and that match that they had was unbelievable with Gargano and Ciampa. Was before it, I kind of said, this is kind of like what you're going to get the Varsity Club and the Fantastics. And this is as close to a match to them as you can probably get. I'm not saying that it was the Midnight Express against Tully and Arn. I won't go that far because that's how much I respect the Midnight Express and Tully and Arn. But you know what? It far exceeded my expectations, and I had pretty damn high expectations for it. It was a great story. It was a great match. And Brian talked about this a lot with Lance over the weekend and with Dave Meltzer, but it needs to be said again. The mechanics are so great, are so great. At getting people to hate them, even though they have all the cool moves, even though people, you know, pay to see them and love to see them because they want to see them get beat. That's the thing. They want to see them get beat. There are very few great bad guy characters that are truly bad guy characters. And the Revival, those guys are, you know, certainly fit that mold perfectly. They did a great job. But take it back to the phone lines right now. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Brandon in Alabama. Brandon, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Monumental. What's going on?
Well, first off, I got to echo your sentiments about the Revival. They are no doubt like one of the best tag teams going today. I mean, I could see them almost in any era, and they would still be great.
Absolutely. I agree. The exact same thing. And you know what? They're also a team that I wish there were still managers because they need to be up on the main roster. And you know what? I want to see them up on the main roster, and I want to hear them talk. I don't want any of that nonsense. The only time I want to hear them talk is if their manager gets beat up and can't be there for a Raw or something like that. They're a great example of why we could still use managers as well, too. But what's on your mind?
Well, I was calling to – have you heard about what happened to Senior Wariato on Twitter?
Yeah, I did. I guess Death to All Marks and Senor Lariato were both taken off of Twitter, and apparently, I guess over this weekend with the Super J Cup from New Japan and WWE with SummerSlam, both actively went after GIF, whatever they're called, those short little video bursts. They went hard after people who post up stuff from the matches. Now with WWE, I think that's stemming a lot from the fact that they're kind of into that business now, and they really are, I guess, doing that more and more when it comes to Twitter and Instagram and all that sort of stuff. So I don't know if that's the reason why, but it was certainly bad timing for them as well as a couple other people too.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's just kind of weird they did it now of all times. Like, I mean, people have been doing this for years and they've never really done anything better.
No, you're right. I don't know, and I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know why last night. I guess, you know what, though, to be honest, so if it SummerSlam being the second biggest thing on the schedule, I can see that, especially if they are trying to make sure that ESPN or whoever has got, they want them to have the first taste, or they want them to be whatever it is. I mean, that to me is where it comes from. It's not because they're really being damaged by anything. I mean, a lot of people would look at those files as being, I mean, there's no sound to them. It's just a 3 or 5 second thing looped over and over again. And people could look at it as a promotion for your product. I think a lot of independent promotions definitely do. But WWE obviously in New Japan don't, and they didn't last night. And I don't know if it was coordinated. I don't know what the reason was, but it did certainly stick out, and not so fun for people who are fans of wrestling Twitter. But let's take it back to the phone lines right now. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Bryce in Richmond. Bryce, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Mike? How's the number one Lord Finesse fan in America doing today?
it's great. It's great to have the return of the Funky Man. I could actually get that to be played on the show, too. You just gave me a fine idea. But how was your weekend of wrestling activity?
It was real well. The NXT TakeOver show was really, really, like, solid. SummerSlam was, like, super long. Looking forward to Backlash in Richmond coming up September 11th. That's what I was going to ask you about.
I'm more excited about the fact, I don't know if you saw this, but I got a tweet, and let me give, I got to give credit to Danny for sending me in this tweet, but I'm actually more excited for the NXT road trip that'll be taking place of Norfolk, Richmond, and Baltimore in October. I don't know if you saw that, but October 6th, 7th, and 8th, Norfolk, Richmond, and Baltimore, with tickets going on sale this Friday at 10 o'clock. So I'm actually more hyped about that than anything. And we may have lost Bryce in Richmond. Yeah, we think we did lose Bryce in Richmond. Well, Bryce, call back, and I want to thank you for shouting out Lord Finesse as well, too. Digging in the Crates, Diamond D, Psychotic Neurotics, Lord Finesse. God, I'm old. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. John in Arkansas. John, how are you? John, you all right, man? You there?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm here.
There you go. Pulling it together. What's happening?
Harlan, not much. I was fighting with my iPad and trying to hear the last caller still, had my function go off. I'm with you, man. The NXT thing blew a lot away, but I'm not upset about the Brock Lesnar thing, to be honest. I'm upset about the Shane McMahon, you know, no-selling the F5 thing, but other than that, I have no complaints with that. I think it was what was needed, that extra thing to get the Brock over the hump even more, is just this violent mercenary that comes in there and just wreck shop on everything. And God almighty, I love Dash and Dawson. The Mechanics, the Revival, whatever you want to call them, they are freaking fantastic. And if I was in the business myself, I would want to work with those two guys because they are such throwbacks. They are everything I like as a tag team. NWA Crockett style stuff. Loved it.
And that's where their bloodline is, that CWF Mid-Atlantic, I believe. Well, Skyler, I think, was in Ring of Honor for a while. I can't remember their God-given or their wrestling names pre-NXT or whatever it is. But they've both been around for a long time, too, and it is certainly something that it was a time for it, and they've pulled it off to a T, and I think they've done a great job with it. And, John, I hate to rush you off the line. I got a bunch of people. I do want to try to shoot one in here.
I'll give you a buzz tomorrow.
Much appreciated. But before the end of the show here, but yeah, I mean, always in position, always looking good. I mean, the psychology, again, they worked an older match, and time-wise, too, they worked it in a way where a lot of people think you can't have a 20-minute match or whatever, a 25-minute match, whatever it is. You know, in this day and age, you're going to drag people out. Now, if you know how to do it right and you know how to tell the story right, and boy, Johnny Gargano, too. You know, talked about a lot of those people in Japan, your Kota Ibushis, your Will Ospreys. There's so many guys out there young. But, man, Adam Cole, who just won the ROH title, and Johnny Gargano, who's still so young. And Ciampa's, you know, a young guy, too, but not, you know, like Cole and Gargano. Just unbelievable how talented these guys and how great they were and how fast that they got it and what they're developing into. And hopefully their bodies can keep up and stay intact, because we're staring down decades of those guys. And that's a cool thing. Going to go actually back to Bryce. Got Bryce back on the line. So I'm going to take it back to him. Bryce, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Mike? Yeah, sorry about that, but that's excellent news that you just told me, because I didn't even know. So you said NXT is coming to Richmond and Baltimore?
Yeah, tickets go on sale apparently on Friday, but I was wondering when they were actually going to run around here, and I was wondering where they were actually going to go, whether it was going to be Salisbury or what it was going to be. But they can run those bigger buildings, and they're definitely going to do that. So, yeah, Norfolk on the 6th, Richmond the 7th, and Baltimore the 8th.
Yeah, I would say that's real tight, because I was looking for tickets for WWE Backlash, and I noticed that the only tickets that are really left are, like, the $20 ones. And then, like, after that, like, all the upper decks are kind of gone. And I think after the $20 one, it's maybe like it goes to 110, maybe 120. So there's definitely a demand for like wrestling here.
Oh yeah, and those midway seats, and you know they hate to cut you off again. We got so many people on the line, want to try to get to them, but you know it's always the cheaper seats and the most expensive seats always sell out quick. It's always those awkward middle ones, like when you're in the floor way back, and it's like, man, I'd rather spend less money and be up on the ramp a little bit. I could see better than being on the floor all the way in the back. Those are the seats that end up getting expensive. That end up getting you always have trouble with on the secondary market, because boy, do you pay out the nose for those, you know, and they're not the most fun seats in the world, but when the event's sold out and you got to be there, that's what you're stuck with. I'm going to take to Joe in Florida right now. Joe, how are you? Hey, Joe.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, hello.
You're on the air.
Hi, it's Greg in Missouri.
Oh, Greg in Missouri. Sorry about that, my man. What's happening?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm on live because there's actually a few minutes of a delay between my live stream and the call in here.
Yeah, it happens. Sorry about that. Okay. But what's on your mind?
Anyway, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I had an observation because I thought that the style of the match that Sasha and Charlotte wrestled last night at SummerSlam kind of hurt the quality a little bit. And I have an observation about that as it relates to this recent push for this the women's revolution and all that. I think that this mentality of going out and trying to just – I think they had the mentality of trying to go out there and just do these insane spots to have this fantastic match and try to impress Vince McMahon and send him a message that we deserve to be headlining shows. And I don't think it worked out quite as well as it did, because you know, you've got this talk of Sasha Banks and Charlotte both saying that they're going to headline WrestleMania someday. They both guarantee it. Sasha just did last week. So I think that this mentality, number one, it could be career shortening. And number two, I think that it hurt the quality of their match and this attempt to go out and steal the show to prove that they belong in main event.
You know what? I kind of agree with you. I do and I don't, and I want to thank you very much for the call, because I know we're going to end up pushing up against the break, but I do agree they did too much. I do agree that, you know, obviously, you know, and when a move doesn't work out, it's easy to say that, you know, the reversal and the run off the top where Sasha looks like she landed on her head or could have or whatever it was, jammed her neck or her back all up. You know, it's easy to say that, but I don't think it's a matter of trying to impress Vince or anything like that. I think it's just a matter of they wanted to top what they saw last night with Asuka and Bayley. And I think they do want to kick it up to the next level. And I do think they want to work hard. And I don't think that's a fault at all. But when the moves don't work, when things don't work out well, you know, that's when you have the problem. And with Sasha... I don't know why I think she gives me the Alicia Fox feeling because of how she's built. They're so slim. I always have this fear of Sasha not being able to make it through. I'm not saying everybody's got to be as thick as Charlotte or anything like that, but it's just, maybe it's mind over matter too, because Alicia Fox, to my knowledge, has never been badly hurt. But boy, for some reason, they just make me cringe. Probably like this show has made Brian cringe if he happens to be listening in. We gotta go to break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Radio Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi in the big boy chair, and I will be for the next couple of days. Brian off on vacation for the next couple. We'll be back on Thursday. Dave Meltzer will be back on Thursday as well, too. But until then, you and me and you, going to be kicking it here, as we do always, 7 days a week, live for six of them, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern, noon and 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 o'clock? Yeah, 8 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the morning, British summertime. Saturdays, we're on at 1 p.m. Eastern time and repeated again at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, 1 a.m. in the kingdom. And the original Mothership show, Sundays, 6 p.m., repeated on Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern time, 8 a.m. Pacific time. We didn't do a Raw 5-point preview today. We don't need to do a Raw 5-point preview today. They're going to follow up on SummerSlam, and hopefully they follow up on SummerSlam in a exciting and wonderful way where I don't have to start tomorrow's show by yelling at all of you kids to get off my lawn. Here's the one thing we're going to know. The show's going to be too long, but hopefully, they can fill it up with as much positivity and entertaining stuff as possible, which, again, that's how really you have to judge Raw anymore, is 3 hours is going to be a long time. Is it going to be worth your while the whole time? Probably not. But can they give you enough? Can they give you 51%? Can they give you 55%? Can they give you 60%? Whatever it takes for you personally to have your personal mood meter tilted over into a positive direction, can Raw do it? We'll have to find out. How will they follow up with the new Demon Universal Champion with the bright red belt? We're going to have to find that up, too. Tons to talk about tomorrow. 1-800-878-PLAY will be the number tomorrow as well. I want to thank producer Don behind the glass. I want to thank all of you out there for listening in and calling in today. My name is Mike Sempervivi. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.